Plus, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel here filling in on KCNR 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. We're filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We do the Saturday show here from 9 to 10 where we talk about real estate, but we're grateful for this opportunity to be here filling in for Carl and Linda. Get to talk about things other than real estate and or a little bit of real estate if you're interested. Feel free to call in 605-4567. And how are you doing today, Ruth?
I'm doing great, thank you. And we have Bob, Bad Bob, on the mic there.
Well, good morning.
And we have also Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors.
And good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 40 points at 17,117. The S&P 500 is positive 4 at 2,001. And the NASDAQ is up 4 at 4,561. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is trading up 13 cents at $16.42, and Burger King Worldwide up 31 cents at $32.71. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 17 cents at $22.70. North Valley Bank is up 7 cents at $21.23. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.13%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 87 cents at $94.22. Gold is up $9 at $1,287.90, and silver is up 13 cents at $19.57. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute, weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Checking the weather real quick. Sunny and hot today. The high near the century mark. Overnight low will be in the mid-60s. Continued hot tomorrow and through the rest of the week. No rain in sight currently. In Reading, it is 63 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
I love this time of morning, Kurt.
Oh, it was
gorgeous. Love it.
I'm not exactly an early riser, although it is fun to get out there and walk the dogs this early in the morning. It's so crisp this morning. Beautiful day. Heavy dew, so may not be any rain, but there is some heavy moisture in the air in the mornings.
Yeah, a little chilly, actually, for me. Not my husband, but for me.
Oh, no. This
I just kind of woke up and I go, a little sweater would go good.
You and Aubrey. Aubrey went out and fed her horses in her coat. I'm like, I'm not sure we need a coat yet, but it's fun to start thinking about fall. It's a fun time of year. Quite a bit going on. Football season starting back up at the high schools.
Do you watch Hard Knocks?
A little bit. I watched a little bit.
So you'll watch that Bachelor pad.
No, I don't watch that. I don't watch that. My wife watches that, and I'm always just amazed.
And you just happen to be a bystander. Huh?
Well, I enjoy spending a little bit of time with my wife. And so that's about the only time after the, get rid of the kids, go to sleep, and we go out there and watch that. The most ridiculous one is the one we've been watching where they're in Mexico.
So this is the one, last night I watched this just for you so I could be up on the...
I did not watch it last night. However, I did sit there back in our bedroom because I was too tired to argue because I got up so early to do this yesterday, which I wasn't even that early yesterday. And we watched the wrap-up show for the Housewives of Los Angeles.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, do you watch this show? And she goes, every once in a while. I'm like, oh. This is just brutal.
That is video roadkill.
Oh, it is. There used to be a girl on there named Gretchen who was quite attractive, pretty girl, and she's no longer on it. Now it's just a bunch of, for lack of a better term, over-the-hill women desperately trying to stay, young and relevant, and they have way too much money and way too much time to worry about stupid things, and the whole thing's documented,
but
and they're constant divorces.
This Bachelor show you have no problem with.
Bachelors involve bikinis, almost every episode, so that has to count for something.
Well, yeah, why do we celebrate vapidity? Vapidness.
I have no idea.
But why do we celebrate
but
that?
But they do it
you
over
sound like
and
Bill
over.
O'Reilly now.
Yeah, over and over and over, though, these shows with just the Kardashians. I think they're the ones responsible for starting it.
I think people are just to a point where they just want to do something mindless. And like I said, yesterday I watched Impractical Jokers, which I think is hysterical. I don't know if you watched that or not.
You talk about it quite a bit, so it must be pretty funny. I've never seen it.
I laugh so hard, and it's so stupid. But, it, you know, my son... made us watch one episode. They said, you got to watch this one episode.
Is that the one on MTV?
It's on, I don't know. No.
Spike,
I don't think
maybe?
It's, no. It's on, like, I don't know, one of those channels. But anyway, have you ever seen the Beavis and Butthead?
Yes.
My son made us watch that one time. He said it was hysterical. And I watched it, and I, like, 2 seconds, two minutes maybe. And we turned it off, and we looked at each other and said, yeah, I don't think so. This is not in my generation. I don't know.
Well, the guy who created Beavis and Butthead, Mike Judge, is actually a pretty funny guy. He's had two other shows. If you watch King of the Hill.
Yeah, don't watch that either.
King of the Hill, it actually has some pretty nice little moments, and it's definitely got some humor. But then he's also the creator of that new HBO show called Silicon Valley.
I don't watch that either, and that's obviously a show that I'm sure you're watching.
Oh, yes, it is hysterical. It's about a bunch of nerds that do a startup down in Silicon Valley and the craziness that ensues and just the insanity that, you know, comes into these people's lives. And there's clear parodies of the main company is called Hooli versus Google. And, I mean, it's very funny. And just guy has a panic attack, goes to the doctor's office. The doctor starts telling him, well, yeah, you know, if you don't fix this or this, you might die, and he's trying to decide whether to take $10 million or ownership in the company. And while he's having a panic attack in the doctor's office, the doctor starts pitching him his Silicon Valley startup idea to get some money to raise up. And it's just it's a very clever show. If you get the opportunity, I'd say watch it.
Maybe I will. It's one of those things that if once it gets like the first season or something, I'll go back and watch it, you know, all at one time.
Do you watch House of Cards?
Yeah, I do.
I have not watched that. I've heard over and over it's really good.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the movie Office Space. It takes on a kind of a cult thing, which is still one of my favorite movies of all time because I was in that culture briefly. I didn't survive it for very long. Cube culture.
Didn't Mike Judge write? Was it one of the writers on that movie?
I think so. Yeah. Very satirical, but it was something that a lot of people who live in that environment, who live in the Dilbert environment, have endured.
Yeah.
You know, these people are out there and they vote, you might say.
That's true. And I actually am a big Orange is the New Black fan.
I love that show.
But see, I like to watch them all at
one
time.
I'm happy to say I've never watched that.
Did you see Breaking Bad?
Love Breaking Bad.
I did too. I liked it a lot.
Maybe the greatest show of all times.
It was pretty good.
And I love that actor. Although, I'm sure people are saying, why are they talking about TV? Anyhow, I'm a big TV buff, love movie quotes.
So but we're going to get serious. Did you hear about...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, did you hear about Lois Lerner and her BlackBerry?
No.
Now, this is, this morning I was listening to the news, of course, like I always do, news junkie, and they reported that, her BlackBerry was destroyed. Now, if this isn't a clear case of destroying evidence, I don't know what is. This woman is going to jail.
And this woman is not going to jail.
I think she is.
She's obviously surrounded by some force field that destroys all electronics in her vicinity.
Well, it turns out that the IRS actually did do backups, and so they have them.
Well, they came out and the Justice Department said, we most likely have those. And then they came, no, we don't really have those. The problem is you've got a complete disdain for law in that situation. And what I see as the alternative problem, and one that I may someday ensue, I wouldn't because I'm always very good about that. But what's to stop everybody that has tax issues when they come back and say, hey, we're auditing you, we want to see your last 2 years' income and all those statements? Isn't everybody just going to say, you know what, I had them all on my hard drive and the computer crashed?
Do as I say, not as I do. You know what's going to happen, Kurt. They're going to put the handcuffs on you, period.
But no, that's what I'm saying.
They will nail you.
For everybody, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck.
I think you've got a legitimate defense now.
I'm totally scared of the IRS.
Who isn't?
Never going to get in that position. I got to tell you, if you're going to go down that road,
I'm not talking about me. What are you talking about?
I'm talking
about people in general.
Yeah.
Are you losing your mind?
No, but
this is the next thing you know, going to say there's a barn out back with crazy things in it like you've done before.
You and
the fact of the matter is, I'm talking about people that if they get into some sort of hot water, I'm not talking about anybody we know or anybody in particular. I'm saying that it seems to me that a common defense for many people now will be to say, my records were destroyed.
Uh-huh.
And I think you have a legitimate argument to say, how can it be okay for some of the highest, and it's not just her, it's multiple people, basically anybody who was remotely involved with her's computers have been destroyed. So if they can say, my computers were destroyed, oh, I'm so sorry, all these records were lost, even the backups were destroyed, what's to stop the defendants and everybody that goes and has to discuss anything, anybody that gets audited for that matter, to say, listen, all my records were destroyed and my computer crashed.
Well, we have to take a break.
This sounds like a really good time to take a break.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good time. But I got to tell you, there are people like Trey Gowdy, and that's going to stop people from doing it.
6:15, call it 6:07, try to reverse those numbers, Bob. 7:16 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. They've got an in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on staff to assist you, classes on health, diet, and raw and organic food, just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. We'll be back. Just hold on.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Redding City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Redding City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSave, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Redding. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel here filling in on KCNR 1460 AM for Carl and Linda Bott. Hopefully enjoying some much-deserved time off. Feel free to call in with any thoughts or questions, 605-4567. So, Ruth,
so is your lawn green?
My lawn is very green.
Very green.
Fertilized.
Well.
I'm a little upset with Navor, my guy, because I have some crabgrass in spots that I should not have it. And it's very disconcerting. I work very hard to keep it. He works very hard to keep it.
Very green lawn. You and apparently Oprah does.
Well, you know, I've got a well. I paid to dig my well. I dug it extra deep. And, you know, I would say next year we may have to adjust and modify. I have modified at the office building. Our grass is not as green there. We're definitely cut back on the water just because that's city. Trying to do our part in the city, but I think I've got plenty of water where I'm at. So
Oprah's got a 42-acre mansion in Montecito, and that's down by Santa Barbara. And they were told in Montecito that you McMansions, you have to cut back by 30%. In my area, it was 50%, but in her area, it was 30%.
In the area where your mansion's at?
Yeah, my mansion. So they were told to cut back by 30%, right? She's got 42 acres, most of it all lawn. I mean, if you
wow,
look at the area,
that's a lot of grass.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of grass. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, if you're going to host people like the president and really, really important people, are you really going to let your lawn go? No, she's not.
How do you feel, Kurt, about the state wanting to, and California is one of the last states to do this, slap a meter on your well and say, if you use more than X amount, we're going to tax you?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a huge concern. They're trying to do it. I know the judge came out with the ruling under the guise of the environmental group suing. And again, I tell you, I don't know how anybody can think these guys are doing good. Think about all the ranchers and farmers put out of business in the Klamath. Now that water just flows. It's not able to be used for anything. You've got guys that are permanently out of business. Hey, farmers, that is an absolute tragedy and a horrible thing that's happened up there, all under the guise of environmental and Indian rights. Indians came back and said, oh, now we're going to go ahead and sell this water for agriculture. And guess what? The environmentalists said, oh, no, no, no. You guys traditionally were never...
had rights to the water.
Well, no, you always have had the rights. Water is yours. However... you took those on historical rights, and historically you are not growers of, you know, crops, and you never used the water for agriculture. So if you're not using the water for agriculture historically, you're not going to be allowed to use it now. So it's not being used at all. It's just going down the river.
Aren't they the original peyote sort of?
You're thinking more of the southwestern.
Oh,
I have
Arizona,
no
New
idea.
Mexico, that's a whole different culture down
there. So they can go the way of tankers. They can bring in tankers to water your lawn.
Not for hay fields and not for crops and not for other things. Now, anybody else could. However, that water's got to come from someplace. But anyhow, they had the lawsuit that came out, and the judge said, you know, the state has to go ahead and figure out a way to monitor groundwater. So now you're at the point where you do not own the water under your ground.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple of years. I've been warning you, they're going to tax your well. They're going to get to a point where they're going to put meters on your well. They don't have actually where Redding gets their water, they get it from a well. But it's not metered and they don't know how much is in there.
Isn't that concerning? Let me ask you, if you don't own the water underneath your house, if you don't own the dirt.
Do you really think you do?
I do. Hmm. I think you're going to have people have an issue. Now, if you go down and you say, at what point do you stop owning it? Like, what point do you not own the air above your house? I get that. Although, honestly, if I wanted to put an antenna above my house, I should be allowed to. I own that little section of land that is mine. Then I'm telling you, the next thing will be is you don't honestly own that oil underneath your house. That's not really yours. That is the common good. You don't own the gas underneath your house that flows in from cracks that come over from government property. It's not going to end. So, and California farmers are fighting, and now you're starting to see a little bit of a battle because even the fairly well-off farmers are saying this isn't quite fair because the super rich farmers are able to dig deeper and deeper wells, and we're not able to, and running out of water. So my sincere hope is that we get a nice big heavy downpour and a cyclical thing like happens about every 30 years, and we get heavy, heavy rains this winter, replenish the aquifers, replenish the lake, and the issue goes away for a while longer. But it's a slippery scope.
It's not going to delay anything. They're going to put meters on these wells because the eventuality is that we're going to have another situation like
we have
now.
I don't know about that. I think all what they're talking about now is, you think about the legalities of that. They're going to come to you and say, okay, you've got something that we gave you a permit to build. We allowed you to build that with a permit that you paid for on your property, and now we're going to come back out and put a monitor on your property. What? That's like saying they're going to come out and put a monitor on your TV, and you will be taxed for how much TV you watch.
Kurt, what they're going to say is that the water below the ground and these aquifers belong to everyone.
Well, then doesn't the gas? Doesn't the gold?
Well, sure.
But, okay, so there goes all your mining rights. There goes all your everything. Then we're all just one happy family. Jump into the commune. Let's share some clothes.
Well, see, it doesn't matter because they're going to come in and tax you like they tax us for the fire tax.
I honestly think we're about to have some sort of a – I think we're about to have a hiccup.
I don't think
And it
so.
Might be in the name of Rand Paul. And it might be in the name of Rick Perry.
Oh, rue the day that somebody messed with Kurt's well. Ooh.
Well,
wow.
No. I mean,
because it's going to happen.
No, I'm telling you what. Have you noticed, Ruth, when you drive out there, and I know you have your property gated, are you noticing more and more properties gated?
Well, that's because of the AB 109ers and the increased...
Is that the only reason?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Sure is.
I think people don't want people coming on their properties.
No, I actually had somebody come up to my door.
That's because your neighborhood's a little sketchy.
And ask where the fishing pond was. And... of course, that didn't go over very well, and they scurried off. But, you know, I don't want somebody driving up my driveway.
And it was purely for those reasons. I have to chuckle because your dogs have attacked people before, namely you, but they didn't attack the bums that came up to ask where the fishing hole was?
Well, Kurt, they don't run around. I don't let my dogs run around like you do.
Heck yeah, my dogs are free roamers, man. They need to get out there and show off those big muscles.
Anyway, what I'm saying is that, you know, it's just the fire tax is a clear example of us being taxed to pay for
By the way, what's the status of that lawsuit?
It's still in court. They're just going to delay it. But anyway, the fire tax is just one fee that the public in the rural areas has had to accept, not willingly and not without a fight. And that's just one tax. But you're going to start seeing that for a lot of things. You're going to start seeing it for CHP. You're going to start seeing it for Caltrans. You're going to start seeing it for everything. So it's just... They're just going to nickel and dime us because all the money that we pay in taxes goes to the entitlements and the things to just, Jerry Brown schools and whatever happened with the lottery. You know, that was supposed to backfill the schools and pay for the schools, but that didn't work.
Well, here's a question for you, Ruth. In Israel, there's almost no water. However, they are irrigating more and more water than ever. They have basically are completely self-sufficient, so they don't need to depend on water coming from anybody else. And it's a green country now in the middle of a desert, the only one over there, by the way. And why is that? They have massive desalinization plants.
Well, you're going to start seeing that come up. But
why aren't we seeing it already?
Well, I think it
would solve our water problems.
Well, I think bigger reservoir. But you know, the crazy thing is, to me, is that you have Oprah who spends $125,000 a year to bring in these tankers full of water. Getting the water to water her 42 acres of lawn? And then you have a giant slip and slide that's in L.A., that's San Diego Promotions Company, putting a big giant slip and slide in the middle of L.A. with 15,000 gallons of water to run this slip and slide. And here we're conserving 50% of our water use up here, and L.A., Southern California, has increased their usage by 8%. What is going on with that when they get their water from Orville and our water is just being let out?
I don't think Southern California is getting much water from us, number one. Number
yes,
two, I don't have a problem with anybody. That's why I completely disregard when they say, I know that the people down there aren't conserving. The guy that lets his yard die and go completely brown, I think they're crazy. I've got a ton of money invested in my plants and my grass. That's insanity to think I'm just going to let it go after trying to build it up and make it mature for 8 years of building a house.
Then you pay the penalty for it.
Well, good luck. Then because you what you know, in South Africa, they have wells that run on solar. You don't even know they're there. The water just turns pumps all the time on a little solar well. Don't you think that's
going
to happen?
It just bothers me, and I know we're going to a break.
I know it bothers you, but why should a slip and slide bother you?
You, the king, Kurt, are not conserving. So that means your neighbors, you have a well, so whatever.
My dad's my neighbor, so if anybody's concerned about their neighbor's well-being, it would be me.
Yeah, and me, I have to think about my neighbors. I have to think about when our water is gone, water is gone, and I do think about that. But
that's because you're in a water district. You could drill a well right now. There's nothing stopping you. We do need to take a break. So when we get back, we'll continue this topic. But I really don't think anybody's going to – this isn't going to resonate with anybody in Shasta County.
605.
We're going to regulate your well. Next thing you know, you don't own the oil. So now they're going to come for ExxonMobil. Now they're going to come for everybody who's drilling on private land right now. We have a problem. Anyhow, we'll be back right after this.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NRI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. That's 999-1822. It is 731 on KCNR 1460, and we will be back after the break.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume. Got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. 44. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
All right, you two, back to your corners and come out fighting.
Well, point of clarification, I misspoke. Ruth's dogs are not vicious. I was completely out of place there.
My Garenish is sweetie, but
the dog that had the issue has found his just desserts. He has moved on to the happy dog place, and he's no longer in the issue. That being said, I do want the world to know my dogs are vicious. There's a pretty good chance if you come up my hill, if you upset the female Doberman, typical of any male-female relationship, if you upset the female Doberman and she gets a little worked up, the male Doberman will come over there and finish the job. So I would encourage people not to come up my hill because my dogs are free. And they are a little bit vicious.
But you let your dogs run.
I let them run free because they do not leave my property. And they actually don't do much. Now, if my kids are home alone, which happens because my kids are in school and they get home, then they have a different demeanor. But that's what they're trained for. The poor mailman brought something to the door and Olivia was home alone. She's my youngest. And she said she got a little bit concerned, not scared because the dogs are so sweet. But the mailman brought something to the door. And when she opened the door, the Doberman came around the corner, saw the man standing at the door and Olivia answering the door, and she knows the postman, but the dog started growling, came over and hackles up, and I'm like, well, goodness, there we go. That's what it's supposed to be. So anyhow,
well, they're doing their
Ruth's
job.
Dogs are just pure saints. So on the water issue, back to it, because it is a big deal. What they're talking about doing is the judge has come out and said, you need to go ahead and have the state come up with a plan to monitor groundwater usage. Now, they don't have any authority to tax it, but we all know monitoring is the first step towards taxing. Mm-hmm. What they're talking about starting with is monitoring the usage of heavy users. And they're doing this under the guise of a lawsuit that says the well users are pumping so much they are affecting the flow of creeks and rivers. Now, that is complete and utter hooey.
Well, they're going to monitor it, and they're going to figure out what the usage is, and they're going to find out how much water actually is being used.
But think about that.
People.
They're saying, well, there's no practical way that they can go through and put a monitor on every well in California. There's got to be millions and millions of them.
Well, we'll see.
Well, they'll make you pay for the transponder.
That's right.
Well,
there you go.
And okay, so you're going to ask the people to install a sensor on their well to show how much water is used. Now, someone like me, or actually not like me because I would never do this, but someone that was slightly devious, wouldn't they just put that transponder on a smaller pipe that's not actually going to the house or that's not actually coming out of the well? There's no way that makes sense.
Kurt, you live in California. There's no way that they're going to let the water havers have it.
Well, unless the water gets – now, one thing is certain. If the water shortage continues, you're absolutely right. This will become a bigger problem. And it will become a problem for everybody. That being said, if it rains, I think the problem goes away. However, I still say they're going to come after the large industrial users, the vineyards, the growers, the trees, you know, the almond growers, things like that. But the idea that the people drawing water out of their well somehow affects the creek next to it is complete nonsense. The well water – excuse me. Good Lord. The well water –
get any on you?
No, my medicine – I'm telling you, this medicine is killing my stomach. The well water does not affect the creek water running next to it. You know how that works. You've got a well in one spot. You've got creek water. One is not affecting the other. Anyhow, we do have a caller. We have Susan on line one. How are you today, Susan?
Good morning. Fine. I wanted to bring up something. I grew up in Chico, and I am so old that the very first year they let girls into the Future Farmers of America. I joined. I had always loved 4-H, FFA, selling the animals at the fair. My dad taught agriculture at Chico High for 45 years.
That is cool.
And, of course, he was the leader of the FFA. The question comes, there aren't going to be any more funding for ag teachers in California.
Yeah, I see that.
And what becomes of the future farmers of America when that happens?
Well, I'm not familiar. We're just enlighten the entire audience. If well, is there a new? Are they talking about bringing the? Or Susan, maybe you can tell us.
Okay.
If you can, so is there a proposal to have that funding come out, or what are the details on that?
Oh, it's already happened. In fact, my dad is still alive. He's like 87, and I brought it up to him, and he knew about it too. And he had built all these greenhouses, and an ag teacher works 10 months a year, and or. Actually, 12 months a year, they have to visit the projects of the students, et cetera.
Right.
And, no, it's vanished, just like the auto shop is gone and
well, now,
items such
truckers
as,
will be
know,
gone.
They don't even have wood shop in schools anymore. And it's just so sad.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, before you get too concerned, the Foothill, actually in the Shasta County, has some pretty good. I've met the West Valley ag teacher. Two of them, Mr. Harden and the other one I didn't, who did the pigs. But and then Angie Harden is the Foothill FFA advisor. She's one of them. She does I think she does the sheep and the steers. She's an excellent ag teacher, and they seem to be pretty well funded. They just built
it. Why don't you ask them sometime about it and see what's happening there? Because the state will not fund money to the schools for ag teachers. I believe it's up to the school district if they can come up with the money.
That may be it.
Wouldn't they have access to USDA grants or things like that?
Well, I'm sure there's other things. And the other answer to that, in my opinion, is I'm always bellyache, and I hate to see these celebrities get on TV and encourage everybody to donate to this and donate to that and do this and do that and give us their holier-than-thou, yet they've got their millions and they're holding on to them like they it's their last two. I'd like to see big business. I'd like to see your big agriculture step in. And they do in some instances. You know, your Tractor Supply, and they're good supporters of FFA. But your large scale, because we've got some massive agricultural companies in the United States, the Monsantos, the Cargills, the massive guys are going to need to step in and say. And, you know, I don't think you're going to see this kind of problem in states other than places like California, because in Iowa, Illinois, the whole central, the breadbasket, they realize how much money is generated, and it's growing. The agricultural business and agribusiness and international agribusiness they're like nursing. There's lots and lots of different job opportunities there. So you would hope in that situation, California being the goofy one, let's hope. But you know, the saddest part about that whole statement is that that California, I think they produce it. It is the most productive agricultural land in the world,
right,
is here in California,
and they cut the water off to the farmers.
And we're cutting the water off so that the smelt can live. While we could be doing desalinization and pumping water and different things like that, but the most, and it's just, it never ceases to amaze me, and I don't understand it. Why there's such a desire for failure? Why it's like this? We're this exceptional country, exceptional state, and everything they do, in my mind, just tries to tear us down and make us mediocre. I don't get it.
Because everybody's got to be the same and equal. And
right.
And nobody can – you have the haves and the have-nots.
It's also – I'm wondering about this miles traveled tax.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
coming. That's coming.
Yeah, that's coming. And is there a way they can do that? Is everybody going to have something on their car to figure that out, or is this an honesty thing?
Well, it is, and I can tell you, in the Bay Area, they had that one politician, a Democrat out of Concord, I believe, that has a system where it's voluntary. So you put it on your car, so if you're one of those green people, you can see what your consumption is, and it's voluntary.
Yeah, and it's an unintended consequence,
yeah,
because they've suddenly gotten better.
Near you.
Right, suddenly gotten better efficiency. You have everybody driving their Prius and your Tesla and your electric cars.
I understand that.
And now, guess what? Gas taxes are down. Although in California, gas taxes are still ridiculously high. And but yeah, they're going to have to come up with another source of revenue. And again, it'll be something that does not infect the core Democratic constituency. That being the poor people that don't leave their houses, that sit there and collect their food stamps, ride buses, don't have cars, don't have the ability and aren't concerned about, you know, the part of the reason someone in downtown LA doesn't worry about gas is because they never leave. So they're not concerned about paying $4.89 a gallon for gas in LA because only the rich people have to pay that.
Well, like in Reading, we subsidize, what, 80-some-odd percent of the usage for RABA for the bus system here. That is just crazy to me.
I've never seen a RABA bus with more than 15 people on it.
Well, they, if you do, it's going to the airport, and it is a you know, it is the Chinese up there in the
those guys are making
in the
good
downtown
usage.
Reading, and they are heading out to the airport. That's the I've seen the bus full.
Yeah, you know, it's a sad thing, Susan. Hopefully I think the local communities, I know Anderson's got a good FFA. They're well represented at the fair each year. I do worry, quite frankly, about the fair's ability to survive if they don't get some extra sources of funding. They did a much better job. They were much more efficient this year in running the fair and collecting the money from people that are there enjoying the fair. And, you know, some people bellyached about paying for parking and things. I don't have a problem with that. If you're going to go and enjoy it, you need to be able to pay for it.
Well, thank you, Susan, for the call. We're going to be taking a break here. And when we come back, I have a question for Kurt regarding the two parcels in South Reading that are being negotiated for Shasta Humanity Project. See what he thinks about that.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750. They are your full-service jewelry store, providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. They've got an in-staff watch repair person, the only one in the area. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 222-2750, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials, and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel. You can listen to us Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 here on KCNR, 1460 AM. We're filling in for Carl and Linda. We do our real estate radio show. We argue quite a bit.
Robust
and we
discussion.
Try not to talk over each other. I think we've done better today, Ruth, would you say?
I
yes?
I think so.
She can't help it. She's wrong quite a bit. She still has a good attitude about it and tries to learn. At least I'm helping her try and learn. And so, you know, we just keep approaching it from that aspect. But for those of you who don't know and don't listen all the time, we actually are very good friends. Ruth has worked with me for many years now. How long, Ruth?
Gosh, at least 10.
Oy vey. It's almost 23 years of marriage. Feels like, anyhow.
We have robust discussions, and I loved, and just so you know, we don't talk about what we're doing on the show ever.
Nope,
so when
never.
I ask
there's
her,
zero preparation.
I kind of, it's, they're almost rhetorical because, like this morning when I was reading about, I know the Second Amendment ruling that just came down from
you
the federal
that.
Judge. Yeah,
yeah.
I was thinking you'd like that a lot.
Well, I don't, so I like the
who
ruling.
Don't know that.
I mean, actually, I'm not a guy that has a problem with the 10-day waiting period. That being said, I'm all for, you know, getting rid of any laws. I'm not sure this is a.
So the Second Amendment, federal judge in Fresno, ruled that the 10-day waiting period for those who have already gone through the background is not constitutional.
Which makes sense although kind of it doesn't. I might be okay and have my background checked this year. Next year I might not. So doesn't it make sense that, I mean, aren't they checking for criminal stuff? I don't really understand his logic there. The idea is that a criminal can't buy a gun. So what if they commit a criminal act in the years after they go get their first one?
They're supposed to forfeit it, their gun, if they become a felon.
Yeah. excuse me again.
So the thing of it is that you have a judge who says you've already gone through the background. What's the point of doing it every time you buy a gun? For those that are anti-gun, of course, it means that it's like a cooling off period or you can't build an arsenal. But you can buy.
It hasn't stopped people from building arsenals. I think
well,
that's safe to say.
It's a stupid just argument done it. Because that's their argument is that it prevents people from. I mean, the cost,
yeah,
really,
you know,
it comes down to the cost of building an arsenal. That's what keeps people from
correct.
Building arsenals.
Well, and the fact, like we had a caller after the show yesterday, and he just come back from Utah, and he says the selection of guns in Utah is so significantly larger than what you can get here. There's so many guns on the list of what can't be sold here. Now they're with the ammo and different things. That being said, you kind of got to pick and choose. And I understand that any infringement is not a good one, and they're all towards the end goal of eliminating. And I think wolves and things like that are out there to eliminate hunting, so then you wouldn't have a use for gun. But that being said, I don't think this is one of those restrictions that's the worst thing in the world.
I just think it's part of that whole Second Amendment thing. And
I agree.
To me, guns
are
like jewelry.
There's an incrementalism at work here.
Yeah. A little bit
is my
time.
Feeling. It's yeah. incrementalism.
Yes. Nibble, absolutely. They don't take them all at one time. They take them in little tiny bits. So this is – they'll come up with another rule. They'll come up with something. They'll let sheriffs make rules, which is a good thing here. We have a very gun-friendly sheriff. But, you know, I think part of the reason you don't have a lot of violent crime in Shasta County is because people do realize that a significant number of people out there have guns. And I do believe that if people, you know, my kids all learned how to shoot. I believe that if people have a genuine fear that you might have a gun in your possession, they're going to be a lot less inclined to come do bad things.
Well, I am with Bob on this. I think that the judge has left it open for 6 months for folks to, to appeal it. And whether or not they will or not, I don't know. But legislation in place.
One piranha will hurt but not kill, but we have a school of them in the form of these laws.
Right, and you've got the other bills that are they want the officers to go check when they do a welfare check. They want them to go in and check for guns. There's a lot of legislation hanging out there that will prevent, if they do lose this 10 days cooling off period or waiting period, they will ultimately be able to have legislation to check it.
We have a comment from Joe in the chat room about read the actual ruling. The ruling does not eliminate the background checks, eliminates 10-day wait if you meet certain requirements, like already being a registered gun owner and having already passed a background check. So I think the idea is
redundant.
It's not kind of what you said. It's exactly what you said. The fact of the matter is, the ruling came out last night, and I read it, and it said that if you've already passed a background check, if you've already legally purchased a gun, that you should not have to have that check again. So you're right. It does not – people can't just go in and not buy – people still have to have a background check. And I don't believe it clarifies that everybody doesn't have to do it. And, you know, maybe they'll say you have to have a questionnaire or whatever. But what the ruling, my understanding was that they said – if you've already gone through the process, if you already own a gun and you've already passed a background check once, you don't have to go through it again. That's where I do have the question, though, and I don't think there's – it's still – the reason I'm comfortable discussing it without knowing all the details is because it's – like you said, it's been stayed for 6 months. So for the next 6 months, you'll be able to discuss it and learn everything there is about it because it's going to have zero effect for at least 6 months while they figure out what they're going to do.
We're only talking about the 10-day waiting period, as Joe
said. I still think it's a good thing. I mean, I'm happy to see a judge in California, regardless of the ruling and the details and specifics.
Coming over to our side.
Yeah, I'm happy to see a judge actually do that. In California, that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost never see that, and now, sadly, with the judgeships, they seem like they're so politicized. Whenever they need a ruling to go, you know, the crazy thing about the liberal process of these judges and the Democrats is they always say, you know, we're the party of the people, so they put things to a vote. The people don't vote the way the liberals want it to go, and so they come back, they find a judge to say, oh no, that's unconstitutional.
Well, I think guns are like jewelry. I like both. And the bottom line is that you like the things that you like and you don't buy the things that you don't like. But I want to ask you real quickly before we take a break about Shasta Humanity Project.
Not
and
a
they're
fan.
In negotiation with two parcels in South Reading.
Mm. Can you imagine that's your neighbor?
And I'm thinking that the bottom line is that they're negotiating these two parcels. And I've read a lot about, I don't know if you've read about Hangtown Haven that closed in last year in Placerville, and they had a 10-year plan to get rid of the homeless in their particular city. And that was a mess. It increased crime by 60%. And now we have the Shasta Humanity Project, Go ahead, Bob.
Well, Kurt, Joe is taking issue with your opinion on this gun ruling, and he was on the chat room, and he wanted to, I guess, set you straight there, Kurt.
Fire away. Go for it, Joe.
Morning,
how's it
Kurt.
Going? How are you doing?
No, I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
My only concern is that the ruling that we got yesterday on gun rights has nothing to do with eliminating a background check. It, in fact, was not part of the lawsuit. The lawsuit was about if I already own a firearm and they're going to do a background check on me when I buy a new one, then why do I need a 10-day cooling off period for a subsequent firearm?
Correct. That's what I understand.
It has nothing to do with background checks.
Well,
if you've gone through it already, that's the whole point.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure I'm with you because I was with you up until you said it has nothing to do with them. My understanding when I read it last night was that, and I'm having Ruth pull it up right now so we can quote it, the background check will still exist for people buying their first gun. My understanding
it will exist for every gun purchase. That's a federal rule.
No, it's not a federal rule. In Utah, there's no background. There's no. I mean, they
oh,
do.
No,
a,
no.
They
in
do a five-minute background.
In fact, it's an instant background check, which California could do but chooses not to.
I think what you're saying is the background check is something. I'm not. Are you saying that we're doing away with the 10-day waiting period, or are they
correct?
Okay, so I think that's where I'm misspeaking then, and thank you for clarifying. They're still going to have to do a background check, although it's not going to be a 10-day period. They're still going to have to do the federal check. My guess is, don't you think, and you sound like you have more experience with this than me, aren't they just going to say it's going to take us 10 days to do our actual federal check?
And no doubt that'll be the next case that we'll have to file against them to stop them from infringing upon our rights.
Okay. No, I appreciate that because I think you're right. You're basically it's well, I don't know. explain it to us again and dumb it down for me because I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. If they don't do the background check, but they do have to do, I know what you're saying because you every state requires a federal check. So what is the 10
back up again? Back
one
up
minute,
again.
Folks.
They will always do the background check.
Federal.
That was not part of the lawsuit. The lawsuit was purely about the unconstitutional delay of your Second Amendment rights.
Okay. There we go.
Caused by the 10-day waiting period, which California calls a cooling-off period. The court case said that if you are already a gun owner, buying another gun later should not require an additional 10-day cooling-off period. Because if you were prone to do evil already, you don't need the new gun to do evil.
Right, you've already got
one. So what
one.
Good's the cooling off?
And there was no evidence to support that you're going to do an impulse act to kill people.
I rarely say this, Ruth, but I stand corrected.
And with that, thank you very much, Joe, for the call.
Appreciate
thank
the call.
You, Jeff.
Thanks.
And learn something every day.
Yeah, and he's right. When he talked it through and I heard it, it made sense. So it is what it is. And you know, it's probably a good thing.
Another hour of Free Fire Radio coming up here on KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey is not commenting on the U.S. beginning surveillance flights over Syria, but it is widely believed as it is a necessary precursor to the possibility of launching attacks against the terrorist group IS inside of Syria. David Schenker is a former top Pentagon official on Syria, now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
We're looking to see about whether we can develop some type of target set about what the bases of operations are.
And the White House stresses that for now, there are no plans to bomb IS targets inside of Syria, even though it's been done inside of Iraq. Burger King buying the Canadian coffee and donut chain Tim Hortons for about $11 billion. That's creating the world's third largest fast food company. Technomic Vice President David Henkes says Burger King could face some political heat for opting to relocate its headquarters to Canada for a lower corporate tax rate.
There's political and consumer reaction to tax inversion, sort of a philosophy that they're unpatriotic by taking their tax dollars elsewhere.
But investors seem to be happy, at least Tim Hortons stock investors. The stock rose more than 10% in pre-market trading today. Burger King shares fell slightly. Still cleaning up in California's Napa Valley after last weekend's earthquake. Sherelle Harper runs the Artists of the Valley Gallery, where there was a lot of damage.
Everything is a mess, the whole town. And you know that the whole group from Home Depot and other volunteers that just came in off the street to help us get all the glass off the floor, it's just... yeah, a little overwhelming.
Local churches offering their help as well. Cristobal strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic as it was moved away from the Bahamas yesterday. Jack Babin with the National Hurricane Center.
This is the time of year we get hurricanes in the Atlantic, and it's not unusual to have one in this position at this time of year.
And the hurricane is not expected to pose a danger to the United States. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Senator Lamar Alexander is renewing his effort to ban passengers from making in-flight cell phone calls.
The Tennessee Republican senator is throwing his support behind a Department of Transportation effort to ban the cell phone calls. The senator said it was time, in his words, for putting the brakes on a bad idea before it takes flight. While the senator did not cite safety concerns, he did say in-flight phone calls would be a sheer annoyance to other passengers. Alexander opposes cell phone conversations, but he does say text messages are okay. Last year, Senator Alexander teamed up with Senator Dianne Feinstein of California on the Commercial Flight Courtesy Act, which would ban in-flight cell phone calls on commercial airlines. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
A Russian tourist accused of climbing to the top of the Brooklyn Bridge is facing reckless endangerment and trespass charges. The episode marks a second security breach at the span this month. And police say the man climbed all the way to the top and was arrested when he came down. He said he did it just for fun. This is SRN News. U.S. home prices increased at a slower pace in the month of June.
The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index increased 8.1% in June. That's down from May's 9.4% increase. Yearly price growth weakened in all 20 cities. While home values in Cleveland inched up by 0.8%, they soared by 15.2% in Las Vegas. The deceleration should ease price pressures on would-be buyers.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The city of Detroit is scheduled to resume shutting off water to customers with unpaid bills today. This Detroit woman says she didn't pay her water bill because she didn't have the cash.
I got behind because trying to pay my rent, trying to pay the next bill, the electrical bills, trying to pay car note.
She spoke to WDIV-TV. Yesterday marked the end of the water shutoff moratorium in Detroit. On Wall Street, the Dow is booming in early trading right now, about 70 points. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is all. This is actually Free Fire Radio. This is Kurt Largent, Ruth Angel. We're filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on vacation, and they'll be back on Wednesday. And, okay, today we have Mark Story from Haven Humane. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, I know. Oh, we have Kathy Lathrop.
Before we proceed along, we do have some housekeeping.
That's right. And
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor. Hello,
totally
Kathy. Are you still there?
I am still here, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 70 points at 17,146. The S&P 500 is positive 5 at 2003. And NASDAQ is up 11 at 4568. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is up 16 cents at $16.45, and Apple Corporation down 42 cents at $101.12. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 10 cents at $11.58, and Bank of Commerce is down 8 cents at $6.12. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices on the 10-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 2.39%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 77 cents at $94.12, gold is up $6.50 at $1,285.40, and silver is up 11 cents at $19.54. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, and listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute, weekday mornings at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. It's brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Turning to our weather, it'll be sunny and hot today, a high pushing the century mark. That's going to be the case throughout pretty much the rest of the week, with highs in the mid to upper 90s, closing in on that 100-degree point. Overnight lows will be in the low to mid 60s. And no precipitation in sight at this time. Currently, it is 66 degrees in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. That's where you give them a call at Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, sorry for messing that up, Kathy. Kathy Lathrop Cummings with Wells Fargo Advisors. So now
she's
I got it all in my. Yeah, it kind of blew me away. I'm like, ooh, okay, no music. I like music. It throws me off when I have. So anyway, we have Mark's story from Haven Humane. And just before we went to break, we were talking about the Shasta Humanity Project. And I want to ask you this. We won't talk about that. We'll talk about that tomorrow because we'll have plenty of time tomorrow because we'll be on tomorrow. But I want to ask you, yesterday I went to breakfast and there was a bunch of homeless, I'm going to say homeless, but really they have a better colorful name for them. Anyway, they obviously had some sort of drug dependence and what have you. But the reason I'm asking you this is that one of the people there had a dog, and I'm starting to see this a lot now.
One of the people?
Yeah, well, surprisingly
there
one.
Probably, there may have been two, but I definitely saw the one. And
they always have dogs. They're always out there begging with a dog at the corner.
It breaks my heart to see these folks with their dogs. I mean, they're smoking their cigarettes. The gal had a big, 52-ouncer beer thing, and they're holding these little dogs that look terrified. And they, you know, they're cuddling these dogs like they're, you know, to get, grab the money that from people driving by, I'm sure. But it's just heartbreaking to me. What happens when you... I mean, can you have any authority to go in and take those dogs? And
well, yeah, a couple things, Ruth. First of all, I will tell you that I kind of felt the same way before I got into animal care. I've been in animal care for almost 5 years now. But I will tell you that the vast majority of the homeless folks that have dogs take better care of them than most of your neighbors do. They actually, the animals eat before they do almost all the time. Because they're their lifeline. They're their only friend. I mean, in some cases, they're their best friend. They're their protection at night when they sleep. So they take really, really good care of the animals. Better care of the animals than they do themselves in most cases. Now, there are cases where they don't, just like, you know, your neighbors that may not be taking care of their animals. And in those cases, yeah, we do get calls and we do welfare checks on them periodically. We do Project Homeless Connect. We actually go out there, and most of the homeless do come every year. This past year, we did it, I think it was in June, and we vaccinated 260 animals for free.
I had no idea. So here I am thinking, oh, this dog needs to be saved. No.
So judgmental.
Well,
so judgmental.
I was.
And I was the same way before I got into animal care. I mean, I was exactly the same way. I was really surprised, pleasantly surprised, which is great. And like I said, Project Homeless, we vaccinated 260, and we did it last year. We've done this for years, but I've only done it for the last 2 years at Haven, and we did about the same last year. And then this year we actually took 62 animals, and we spayed neutered them as well. So we took them back to the clinic and spayed and neutered them, and then we gave them back the next day. And, you know, we have donors that donate specifically for what we call Day of Hope, which is the day after that.
So how are they getting fed? Are they because my thought was that I got to save this dog, this poor little dog but obviously
it's much easier to feed a dog than a person. The dog can eat anything out of a trash can, so they can go by the McDonald's dumpster or something like that, and the dog may not get good nutrition, but it's going to get some food.
Yeah, most of them actually are getting dog food from somewhere. We have a feeding program. Some of them come in and they buy food from us. It's obviously extremely discounted, and that money goes right back into the feeding program so we can help people out that may not be able to provide. So some of them come to us and get food. Some of them get food from – some of the shelters have dog food too that they provide at times. So they do get some dog food. You're right. I mean, Kurt, a lot of times they do.
So if I'm actually want to target those dogs with – some of these homeless folks, the best thing for me to do is to give dog food to the shelter.
Yeah. Yep.
And
absolutely.
Then, and then we know that the dogs are being.
Yeah. Now, some of the shelters will take it. Some of the shelters won't take it. So don't quote me on which ones will or won't, because I'm not sure. And most of the shelters will not allow the animals to stay.
Right.
So that is definitely something that they have to deal with.
And we've got some topics we want to get to, but I do have one question.
Yeah.
I had a house down in Anderson one time, and it was a bank-owned property.
Mm-hmm.
And David Parr, who's a realtor in my office, is a huge cat lover, donated significant amounts of money to Best Friends, the magazine. Anyhow, loves cats, had rescued so many cats that I made him kind of – I didn't make him because you can't make him do anything. But I thought it was a good idea that he stopped rescuing cats when he had about 8 because he took an entire litter of kitties home, said he was going to give them away, and they became attached and ended up – Ruth ended up helping him because he had to move. But anyhow – We had a problem down there where the cats were pretty much wild. There's a water source directly behind the house. And we had a woman in Anderson coming around at 3 o'clock in the morning filling up pie plant pans of with cat food, wet and dry. Mm-hmm. And then I'm walking over there. I got to be honest, I'm not a huge cat fan. I do have a cat, but it's got a purpose to catch mice. If it doesn't catch mice, the dogs catch it. That's the end of it. But I don't understand how people can think it's a good idea to go out and feed these wild cats. And what would Haven Humane's take on that be? I know you guys – do you take cats?
Yes, a lot of cats.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of trains of thought on that. And, you know, if people trap them and bring them to us, then clearly it's not always a good outcome for them, especially if they're feral. It's almost never a good outcome for the cats.
And I've tried to catch those little ones like, oh, there's a cute little kitty. I'll catch it for you.
And I don't recommend that.
No, it tore the snot out of my arms.
I definitely don't recommend that. But there are colonies that people do set up and feed. And in order to have a community cat colony or a feral cat colony, they need to be run properly. And there are some people in the community that have been taking it upon themselves to run these cat colonies. First and foremost, they need to be spayed and neutered.
These things are having kittens like crazy.
Exactly. Otherwise, that happens. So anybody who's going to run a cat colony is going to be somebody that spay and neutering is going to be their first priority. And when they spay and neuter them, they bring them to us. And anybody can bring them to our clinic Monday through Thursday in a trap. It's $35. We'll test them for FVLV, FIV. We will give them a rabies shot. We'll spay and neuter them, and then we actually tip their ear. They cut just a small tip off their ear, and basically if you see a cat that's out there and the tip of the ear is straight on one ear, I think it's the right ear. That means it's been altered and tested.
So now, if someone brings you a cat, they have to pay a $35 fee.
No, if somebody brings us a cat that they want to spay, neuter, and then release, come back and pick up, then it's $35 at the clinic.
And release back out into the wild?
Correct.
And that's okay?
Yes, because another cat's probably going to slide into that position if not. So right now, every year the United States brings in cats, and we're just euthanizing cats because we're not getting a hold of this. And the only way to do it is to spay and neuter.
Huh. Well, that makes sense when you describe it. My first thought is, oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I definitely – I love
I'm a cat lover. I have a cat, and I got to tell you, I know how – they fill your heart up.
Yeah, they do. And I love we have our little kitty cat at home. Its name is Titty. It's a beautiful little titty tat. Get it? Titty tat, like the little bird used to say that? Titty tat? Anyhow, beautiful little kitten. However, the problem is it's not so far a mouser. Doesn't want to go outside and do what it's supposed to do. It's a little bit afraid. So it's kind of becoming that inside cat.
We did have Gary.
Gary was a good cat. But this woman was just... We had cats everywhere, and it's all well and good until I step in a pile of cat manure walking through a house. And then
I've been to some of those dwellings where they have had cats that burrowed underneath the house, and you smelled cat urine as you were pulling in the driveway. But anyway, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're talking to Mark Story at Haven Humane. Our number is 605-4567.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call them at 221-2642. I can vouch for Martin and company on my very own. They came and did my work. Very happy with them. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
First-time homebuyers, investors, and those seeking refinance. Ready for an exceptional lending experience? Lane Home Financial Services is here to help. Our direct lending paperless underwriting ensures timely closings, providing conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, and much more. You deserve the best from a local lender. Call toll-free now, 877-933-3330. With offices in Redding, Chico, and Mount Shasta, we welcome the opportunity.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Not a commitment to lend. NMLS number 764-637. California DBO 607-3458. California DBO 916-324-6624. California BRE number 009-88.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens.
This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It is 8:20 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478. It is man's last stronghold. It's where you go get a great haircut, guys. And they never have Ladies Home Journal on the bookshelf. They've got manly magazines like Car and Driver, Guns and Ammo, and all kinds of good stuff like that. Man's last stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Welcome back, Shasta County. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl and Linda are on vacation. They'll be back on Thursday, I understand.
They should be winging their way back towards
Yeah,
it.
We have Mark Story from Haven Humane. And obviously, Kurt, you have not seen Sylvester the cat because I thought I saw a putty cat.
You are correct.
That's not kitty
second,
cat.
Second mistake in one day.
Let's not dig the hole too much deeper.
It is the second time today I've been corrected. Although that was, you know, you are, when as soon as you said that, I go, you know what, you're right. Mark brought it up, and I'm like, you know, I mean, what? It is
like
a putty tat, not a titty tat.
Like the cartoon, putty tat.
Anyhow, we like our little kitty. And our last cat handle lasted a long time. You know, I know we don't want to talk about cats all day. Anyhow, we won't. So we'll move on.
So we have a volunteer orientation at Haven Humane. And to me, that is, you know, if you're going to volunteer, you do it doing the things that you love. And you have the volunteer orientation on August 29th, which is Friday? Is that Thursday or Friday? No, Friday. Thursday.
For the volunteer orientation, can anybody
volunteer
come to that?
Volunteer orientation, yes. Anybody can come to that. Sorry. And yes, that is going to be Friday at 5:15 in our classroom at Haven. And then the next one will be Saturday, September 6th at 10 a.m.
So what does volunteering mean? What does that mean when you volunteered? Can you pick the days that you go help? What is that?
Yeah, we have a volunteer coordinator named Wendell, and he runs the volunteer program. And so volunteering means a whole bunch of different things. We have people that volunteer in the veterinary clinic. We have people that volunteer to walk dogs, socialize cats, help file paperwork, you know, pretty much whatever they want to do.
Are you scheduled? Can you kind of pick your days you want to come in?
It's kind of a combination of both. So, you know, we want people to be able to volunteer when they want to volunteer, so we try and work them into the schedule wherever we can do it. But we try and have people walking in the morning and the afternoon as far as the dogs. it's a huge deal for the dogs to get out and get socialized. It makes them a lot more adoptable and a lot more happier and healthier.
So taking their picture as they're coming in to dispose of their unwanted animal is not a good idea. Couldn't really volunteer to do that, right?
Yeah, no. they usually will volunteer at our Morgan Adoption Center and walk the adoptable dogs is where they hang out. And we usually have, well, now we have a lot. When I started, we had probably about 15 active volunteers. Now we've got 40 to 50 active volunteers, and they wear these kind of cool green fluorescent shirts. And I walk out of my office all the time, and I'll see three or four people walking dogs out in the yard. And it's pretty cool to see them all out there. And it's really – I always tell people that, you know, for the first month, it's kind of tough because, you know, you want to adopt them all. You want to bring them all home. And then you start kind of getting to know the dogs and stuff a little bit more. And they realize that it's more therapeutic for the human than it is for the dog a lot of times.
Yeah, it is. And my thought is if you're – I mean, if you have the time that, you know, that's a great cause and trying to get some of these – animals adopted out. I mean, it just breaks my heart when you go to the back of PetSmart and you see all these dogs on Saturday mornings and they're all sitting back there. But by the end of the day, they've adopted out a lot of them. So,
yeah, we do a really good job with adoptions. We also have a lot of rescue partners that we send a lot of animals out to rescue organizations and then they get them adopted from wherever they're at. A couple of them are in Oregon and we have some locally. As well, and then some down south. So we have a lot of rescue partners that take a lot of our dogs.
There's nothing like a dog. Yeah, there's nothing like a dog.
Yeah,
every kid should have a dog.
I had a cat named Bella that I saw it, and I went, I want that cat. I went down, somebody had already gotten it. So
yeah, there's just nothing like a dog. I know people love cats, but every kid should have a dog. The idea of getting to sleep with a dog, it's a wonderful thing. My little nephew's here right now, and he keeps talking about how he wants a dog. I'm like, get your kid a dog. A dog's a wonderful thing. Get them spayed and neutered.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we learned that lesson the hard way going back to the cats. We had two cats to start the house, so we named them Gary and Hannah. And everything was good until Gary had babies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Gary is not a Gary. And then the amazing thing was, poor little Hannah, she had one kitten when she couldn't have been more than like 6 months old.
Yeah.
She was a little tiny thing. And Diane said, I think she's pregnant. And I'm like, there's no way she's pregnant. She's not old enough. And next thing you know, she had a kitten. Diane said, go get the dogs away. I said, don't worry, the dogs won't bother it. And it didn't go so well. That being said, the cats can have babies so quickly and so often.
Under 6 months, yeah.
Amazingly fertile, but she was a great cat. Hannah was our best mouser ever, man. She was
so
great.
Tell us about the Second Tuesday Club. That looked like a pretty good deal at Nello's.
Yeah, every second Tuesday of the month, we pick a local restaurant. Or actually, they kind of work with us. They pick us, too. And we go to dinner there, and anybody that goes to dinner there, percentage of the proceeds will go to Haven and help out the animals. And this one in September is going to be at Nello's on Bocelli, and that's going to be on September 9th. So come on out, have some great food, and you know, the proceeds go back to Haven and helping out the animals.
And
so,
what are the restaurants participating in that? I've heard lots and lots of them. I know Nello's has done it, and what are some of the other ones?
We have a lot. Lulu's we did last month. We've done Cheesecakes.
Cheesecakes.
Yep, we did. Let's see, we've got coming up. I'm trying to think of who we've got coming up. We've got Elements at Wind River coming up. We've got Famous Dave's coming up. We have in December, I know we have Jersey Mike's going to do a lunch for us.
Well, Jersey Mike's doing a lot for the community.
Are. Yeah, they
and
absolutely are.
We'll talk about their stand down, their fundraiser that starts, I believe, Wednesday.
And that matters, too. So, I think it's important. Okay, so we're coming up. No, we got a few
more. Nello's is
my favorite restaurant.
I do love Nello's.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
it's
you're the profit margin must be big on that because my bill is always pretty high when I go there.
Yeah, they usually give us a pretty good chunk of change, which is nice. You know, it's a few hundred dollars, which all helps out. And more importantly for us, I mean, yeah, we need the money to help us continue to do what we're doing for the animals, but you know, we want to be out there and be part of the community. So it's great to go out and see these restaurants and these local people that, you know, support us. I mean, this is such a supportive community, and that's what's really cool about this community.
Yeah, and a community that loves their animals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's, you know, Ruth started out by talking about the homeless people. You know, I always do wonder, so if you can't afford to feed yourself, you shouldn't have a dog. But I think you're right.
And I've got to tell you that it's obvious that they could not take care of themselves.
But they do. The dogs do typically look healthy. I always hate to see them with a puppy. But it is what it is, and, you know, everybody's got a right to do what they do. The homeless problem is much bigger than worrying about their dogs, so it's something where I don't know. It's nice to see Haven be able to help them, too. And people don't get it with the spaying and neutering, how fast it can – and dogs, too. It can change their demeanor. There's all sorts of different things.
Well, it's a health thing too. They statistically live longer, healthier lives when they're altered, because it removes those chances for cancer and other complications throughout their life. So it does help, and it doesn't really change their behavior, their personality much at all. What it does do is it takes that drive out to go out and have puppies.
Right.
So that's the one thing that we really are after. Spaying and neutering is the most important thing, and that's why we preach it daily. We work on it daily. The clinic staff right now, let's see, what time are we at? We're at 8:30, so they probably have a bunch of animals prepped already. Right now, we're doing over 5,000 surgeries a year.
Wow. What time do you open in the morning?
The clinic opens at, I should know this. I think it's 7:15 or 7:30. They start checking people in, and then they usually do surgeries from about 9 to 1,
okay.
Take lunch from 1 to 2, and then we're a full-service, low-income clinic from 2 to 5.
Wow.
So since 2008, we've done over 31,000 spay-neuters.
And you will be closed for Labor Day.
We will be closed for Labor Day, yes.
So the working day.
Yeah, we've been putting in a lot of labor, so we're going to go and take a day off. Now, I mean, you know, yes, we're closed to the public, but, you know, we're there 365 days a year because
right.
The animals need somebody to come in and clean and feed them and make sure that they're taken care of. So we always have somebody there, but, yeah, we're closed to the public.
So is somebody there at night? With them too?
Or? No, we don't have somebody there at night, but we do have animal control officers and also a rescue vehicle that's on call every single night.
Okay.
In case they're needed for something.
Well, very good.
So we're down to our last minute here on this segment. When someone has a dog, you know, we're talking about dogs running loose, and my dogs don't leave my property, so don't worry. But when someone does have a dog that runs loose, I know that if they get out and get after cattle, the rancher can, you know, shoot them and do whatever they need to do. So that's a bad thing. But when someone calls and say their dog got loose, ran away, got lost, whatever, the process would be someone calls the sheriff or the county or whatever, you guys get called to go pick the dog up? Or would that be correct? Or does the sheriff come do it and bring it to you?
So we do all of the animal control in the city limits already. So if it's in the city limits, we have our own animal control officers. So our officers will actually respond. You'll call us at 241-2550 is animal control for us. If you call the sheriff's, if you live in the county, then you're going to call the sheriff's department. They have their own animal control officers. They'll go pick it up, and then they'll bring him to us.
Do you post those fines on Facebook? Because I know you have a Facebook.
You mean the lost animals?
Yeah. Do you?
We have a lost animal page on our website.
Oh, okay.
So
can you post them on Facebook, too? I mean, like, we found this gray dog up off Swayze.
Limited resources. Can you imagine the amount of time you'd be talking about?
Well, no, because I think that people...
When I was... let me interject here. When I was doing radio back in the day, we had the pet patrol. And radio stations used to do that. A lost pet report is of interest to two people exactly. The person who lost the animal and the person who found the animal.
Yep.
And you're having everybody else in your listening audience listen to this exchange. And it just, from a radio point of view, didn't make sense. And I suspect that that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. For all intents and purposes, that's pretty close. The other thing is, I mean, when we're bringing in 30-plus animals a day, we're not going to inundate our Facebook with 30-plus posts on that. So what we do is we do take the pictures and we put it on our website so they can go to a link.
Well, they can go to the website, Ruth.
Yeah.
So the question, though, would be, and we're running out of time, if you find someone brings a dog and it's been found, how long do you have to come get your dog?
There's 4 business days that will hold a stray animal, and that doesn't include the day of impoundment. So if a dog comes in today, I've got to see a calendar.
Tuesday.
26th.
So today's Tuesday, so it'd be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so we could put it up for adoption basically on Monday.
So someone might be able to come adopt that dog on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get put down? If it's vicious, I imagine it does. But if it's just a normal dog?
We'll temperament test the dog. So if there's any illness or if they have any temperament issues, then they could get put down. But if they're a healthy, adoptable dog, we're going to adopt them out. Try to adopt them out.
We need to take a break because it's at the bottom of the hour. But if you're on Facebook, you can go to Haven Humane and like them, because
Absolutely. The
more people on there, they'll get these notices of what's going on there. So,
correct.
We'll take a break and see you on the other side.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs, Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. It is 8:32 and Free Fire Radio will be back.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Ron Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty. This is an interesting time for real estate, and I'm approached almost daily with the question, is it a good time to buy or sell real estate? Well, many factors enter into this, and that is kind of where my job as a professional real estate consultant comes into play. If you're thinking about buying or selling any real estate, in your opinion, give me a call. No obligation, it's my pleasure. My specialty is commercial property. And again, we can talk. 547-2102, 547-2102. It's Ron Largent.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We at Farmers Insurance are hiring. It is rewarding taking care of your customers and being involved in the Reading community. Now is the time to take charge of your destiny. If you or any friends, family, or co-workers are interested, please have them contact us at the Reading Farmers District office at 243-1100. Again, 243-1100.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Reading Countertops is the source for your countertop and bathroom surfacing needs. They specialize in high-pressure laminate, solid surface, quartz, slab granite, and cultured marble countertops. They are also the only North State company that makes custom cultured marble showers. Contact Reading Countertops, the company that's been topping the North State since 1976, at 222-2442, 222-2442, or visit them online, ReadingCountertops.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Lindsay Sterling again. Oh my gosh, I'm becoming a very big fan.
She's self-made. She was told that this genre, this blending of classical violin and fiddle, Celtic-type fiddle, with dubstep and other music of that sort, would never catch on. Nobody would buy it. It was a commercial dead end. And she's got something like 4 billion hits on all of her stuff aggregated.
She's got some great songs. If you just Google her, she's got our YouTuber. She's got so many. I've listened to her.
Yeah, she
does.
It's
and she's
awesome.
Cute.
Yeah,
she's
she is
cute. Yeah, so
cute little gal from Utah.
Yeah, darling. And you know, I listened to a quartet, same type of thing where they're playing a lot of rock on their string violins.
You want to laugh out loud, punch up two cellos.
That's what I was going to say.
I did see that.
The AC/DC tune.
Man, I did see that.
It's amazing. It's amazing what they can do with two cellos. Like, I heard it the first time and I was just blown away. I'm like, there's no way this is just two cellos. But it is. It's just two cellos.
It is pretty good. Anyway, we're talking with Mark Story from Haven Humane. And so the point that he made before last break was get on their Facebook and like them, because the more people that are on there, the more updates you get on what's going on at Haven Humane, and you'll have the volunteer orientation posted on that as well. You also have a September clinic special.
We do. In September, if you come in and you have your animals spayed and neutered, you have a free rabies shot along with that.
And so how much is rabies shot typically?
I think we charge $9 or $11. I think it's
$9. So that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
And skunks have rabies.
They can have rabies, yeah.
And so and we're in that,
I hate skunks.
We've tried, season.
I hired a trapper to try and catch the skunks because I had one on each side of the house living in the culvert, but I never find them in the culvert. I came out to feed one morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I got a whiff of it. And I kept walking, and then I got to the gate across the road, and I turned around, and I look over, and there's a skunk the size of a giant cat sitting right there. I must have just walked 10 feet from him. I'm thinking, oh, what would have happened? But the smell, I hate it. Is there anything other than trapping that you can do with skunks that you guys have had success with?
No. Are you feeding a cat outside?
No.
Okay.
Titty's
wow.
inside. Although I did, by the way, two quick updates. Titty caught a snake this morning, so everybody's very happy. But more importantly, there's a traffic update for you. There's apparently two large wrecks on 44 all the way to I-5 going westbound.
Well, we'll pull up the CHP site and get a look at that there real quick.
Yeah, the message I just got was traffic update. Traffic is backed up on 44 up till I-5 exit. There are three car pileups.
So where is that at I-5?
On 44 all the way going westbound. So coming in from Palisadro, it's backed up. There's three car pileups.
What's the cross street? So when
44, and I'm guessing it sounds like probably the accident happened around I-5, so it's probably backed up beyond Shastaview, maybe all the way out to Airport Road.
State Route 44 West at Auditorium Drive in that location. Multiple car pileup. Started at about 8 o'clock this morning. So if that's how you're coming into town, definitely. How you're going to want to avoid that area right around Auditorium Drive on Highway 44. As we get more information coming in, we're looking at the CHP website right now. We will of course pass along to our listeners.
Yeah, Turtle Bay area.
So that you know, and I'm always out there. And today I'm of course in the radio station, but I'm always out there and. Boy,
but
a lot of people
going back to the skunks, not feeding, well, feed dogs outside, but only in the garage. And the skunks, thank goodness, so far are not coming in the garage. And I've read that. So things you can do to avoid getting the skunks is don't feed animals outside, which also I've heard about coyotes, too. You don't want to feed your animals outside. Right. It can attract the coyotes to eat your cats or your dogs or whatever.
Right. Or kids.
Or kids, yeah. Or what,
well, Sundial Bridge, as you're walking to the Sundial Bridge, off to the left, there's this little podium, like, in there. And cats. Somebody goes by there and puts cat food in there. And they've had, you smell the skunk right there because the skunks go in and get it.
Yeah, there's a feral cat colony out in that area.
It just makes me insane.
That's managed pretty well, usually. And you are going to get some skunks out there. And I think there's actually some skunks that are out there, too. So they're looking at what they can do to relocate.
Yeah, because I mean that's the thing you do. You bring your dogs in the morning, right?
Right.
So what? And I know Carl and Linda have a elixir, skunk elixir for
elk killer.
Yeah,
because elk killers played with the skunks a few more times than they care to remember.
Yeah, my dogs go crazy when we walk by there and see either the cat or the skunk, and you know, of course, they're big dogs, so when they get jacked up, they want it. They want whatever they see.
But they're not vicious.
No, they're not, Kurt.
I know. I just said they're not vicious.
They're good
dogs. That's what I'm saying. They're big booty dads.
They like their mama. Anyway, so you also have Save the Date, and that's October 4th, and that's coming up.
Yes,
so
October 4th, we have our Bark, Wine, and Brew. And this year, for the first time we've moved it, we're going to be at Wind River Casino and Resort Event Center. We're really excited about that. That'll go from 6 to 10. We're going to have beer and wine sampling. We're going to have some drawings. We're going to have a live auction, a silent auction, a live band, a sit-down dinner this year. Carl and Linda are going to be the MCs for that. We're going to have we've got a professional auctioneer this year, which would be great. So this is our biggest fundraiser, and so this money will really help out a lot with us taking care of the animals and us being able to do what we do. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun
event. Is Linda going to sing?
I don't know if she'll sing. Well, Lou White Band's going to be there. So last year she sang a couple tunes kind of after or during a break or something. So they might convince her to sing a couple tunes. We'll see.
Might convince her, huh?
Yeah, that means, yeah, she'll probably sing.
Okay, so tell us about the kennel sportsmanship gift.
Sponsorship. So we've got kennel sponsorships available still. We have kennel sponsorships, which are plaques that go on the kennels, both for dogs and cats. It's $250 for a kennel sponsorship for a dog. We have a few of those left. And then we have some for the cats as well that go in the cat condos in our Morgan Adoption Center. And those will stay up for, well, a long, long time. So I know I have one for my family. I know Carl and Linda Bott got one as well. And you can dedicate it to animals that have had an impact on your life or whoever you want to dedicate it to.
Wow.
There you go, Ruth.
Very good.
What was the – never mind. I'll let it go. So I'm always curious, too. I was
good. You were going to go back to the
dog. I was.
Titty Cat? Are we talking about Titty Cat?
No,
again?
I was going to go back, and I said, you know what?
Moving right along.
She will pop.
You've been wrong twice today already. I'm going to keep pushing her.
It's only happened four times in my life, and one of those is a mistake, but it's crazy. Anyhow, I'm always curious. And I always ask guys this that are in jobs that can at times be unusual. What's one of the craziest things that's borderline funny, just borderline insane crazy, that's happened to you over the years? And it's been, several years now. So what's one of the silliest, craziest things, that most mind-blowing things that's encounter that's happened to you with these animals?
You know, it's not usually the animals. It's usually the people.
Yes.
In the last 3 weeks alone, we've had two people walk in that wanted to be scanned for a microchip. And so, and both times our lieutenant, our animal control lieutenant, had to handle that. And so, in both times, she went out and scanned them.
Yes.
And so, obviously they needed to go to mental health. So it's sad for these people, but for them to walk in the middle of the day. Well, no, I mean, it is comical, but at the same time, it's sad that, we have these people out in the community that, aren't getting the help that they need. But, they walk in the middle of the day, they said, hey, I've been, whatever the case is, one of them, something about Mexican cartel, and the other one was abducted. And so, she knows that the government put microchips behind her eyes. So, scanning them. And so that's a weird thing. As far as animals go.
By the way, on a serious note, and I'm not laughing at their folly.
Right, although, of course
I'm,
not.
I'm getting a little
laughing with them?
No, yes, a little bit. And also, I'm not the most sympathetic guy. A lot of these people, they're in this situation because of things they've chosen to do. That's just me, Ruth. You can go over there and you can make your faces all you want. I've never claimed to be ultra compassionate, especially when someone has brought it upon themselves. That being said, when someone does need to get their dog scanned, what is that actual process? I'm taking it to a serious note now. Oh, so if you've got a chip in your dog, how do they – what is that, like a wand?
That's exactly right. It's like a little wand. It scans it, and it's going to come up with a microchip number. And then we call either a universal number to find out which company that microchip belongs to. Then we call that company, and we say, hey, this is Havy Main Study in Reading. We have a dog that's lost. We just got in, our cat. And here's the microchip number, and then they give us the owner information, and then we call them.
Now, are your dogs chipped?
No.
Why?
Because they don't leave my property.
Well, it only takes once. I'll just say that.
I should.
Everybody should microchip because it's the easiest way.
And it's free to make. You pay for the service.
Yeah, I know. And I have collars on him, and I'll never forget poor Shaka when he was a puppy, my great big male Doberman. We live on top of a hill. Well, there's several hills out there, and they kind of have a little valley and goes down. Well, he got in trouble for something, and I was getting after him. And he took off running and got lost because he was afraid to come home or whatever. He was a puppy, and he wasn't getting after him. Anyhow, I couldn't find him. I'm driving all over creation looking for my dog, who I love to death. I love Shock. I love him. They're all the same. We found him in the next neighborhood over, sitting at the base of the hill next to the driveway, and it was raining. Sitting there just waiting because he obviously went to the next white house that he saw on top of the hill when there's several of them down. He's like, oh, there's my house. And then got up there and like, this isn't my house, and didn't know what to do, and sat down next to their driveway and was sitting there for 2 hours. And looking for him, I was horrible. But I think the chips are a good idea. But on that same note then, so could you wave the wand over the people and see if they had a chip?
Well, we did.
You really did put the wand over.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, we're not going to insult them and say, no, we're not going to do it. So we did it, and we humored them, and, they didn't, and we told them, you don't have one. I mean,
That'd be crazy if you found one, though.
That would be really crazy if we found one, yes.
So we need to take a break here, but I do want to mention, we talked about this yesterday, the stand down fundraiser with Jersey Mike's. We had Bev Mills on yesterday, and they're hosting, or they're doing fundraising for the stand down fundraiser August 27th through Wednesdays, which is Wednesday to September 6th. And they're giving you a free Subway sandwich with a $2 donation, and you can get some coupons here at KCNR.
A free sub sandwich, to be clear, clarify there.
What sub sandwich? Isn't that what they call them, sub sandwich?
Yes.
I mean, you eat a lot of them.
They don't call them Subway sandwiches.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just.
It's okay. You can, Ruth. Just make sure you don't talk about gas companies, because Shasta Gas is our favorite, period. We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. John Bastiani provides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. And the walls kept tumbling down.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on KCNR 1460. Listen for Agenda 21 following the news. Got an update on that traffic situation on Highway 44 coming into town. According to the CHP, the roadway is clear now. A KCNR listener, Frank, in fact, came in and told us still quite a mess. Traffic is backed up all the way to I-5 overcrossing. So if that's your way into town to get to work, give yourself a little extra time or find an alternate route. By the way, Well, we're talking all things vehicle. If you're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but an outstanding service department. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177.
So welcome back, Shasta County. You're listening to KCNR. We have Mark Story from Haven Humane. And one of the things that I see here that you're doing an outreach, adoption outreach at Tractor Supply, which I love, by the way. I love just walking around in there.
Who doesn't?
I know. And that, I mean, I hate going to Home Depot those kind of places. But Supply, I love going through. It has everything for women. It has garden stuff. It has all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Tractor Supply is great. And Tractor Supply does a couple a year, I think it is, where they do animal adoption events. And they do it actually nationwide, so it's a Tractor Supply event.
Neat company, gives back to the local communities they're in, even though they're a corporation, but they're also another big supporter of FFA and 4-H.
Yep, absolutely.
And Tractor Supply is neat.
Time I went in there, they had chickens and ducks. And all kinds of chickens and little baby ones. And they were just in, yeah.
That's only they're not adopting those. They're selling those.
Well, really. I know they're selling them, but they're so cute.
And
they should advertise that because they'll have every.
Your dogs are not vicious. You should get a few chickens and ducks.
I don't think I'm a farmer. We need to talk about
Mark, about 6 weeks after Easter, do you end up with bunnies?
Yes, we end up with bunnies and chickens, yes.
Oh.
So make sure you think about it before you get them, because they do get bigger. They're still cute, I guess, but they get bigger.
Why are people buying ducks? Why do you buy a duck?
To eat?
Chickens and
well, I can understand the chicken because they lay eggs.
Yeah. People eat duck too.
Ducks lay eggs and duck. I've had duck egg omelets.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not into that. But anyway, so they have an adoption on the 20th, September 20th.
Right.
Yes.
Several adoptions.
We actually have a bunch of outreaches in September. Yeah. It's gonna be a busy month. So September 6th, we have the Bark for Life at Anderson River Park. That's for the American Cancer Society. We'll be there with adoptable animals from 10 to 3. And then on the following Saturday, September 13th, it's going to be PetSmart National Adoption Day. So we're at PetSmart every week, Wednesday through Sunday in our kiosk. But on this day, we're actually going to have our adoption rig out there in the parking lot. We're going to have some extra animals there. So that's going to be at PetSmart on Hilltop. Adopted animals will be there from 10 to 3 for the rig.
So can I suggest an event?
Sure.
I've always thought this would be the coolest thing at the Sundial Bridge, do a Pets on Parade. Just take all your animals, put bows on them, and do a Pets on Parade, invite the public to bring their pets, and do hand out ribbons.
I would love that, but I have to talk to Turtle Bay about that. We actually did three adoption events.
And have to have little wagons following behind.
We did three adoption events at Turtle Bay this year, and they were all really good. A lot of people came to it. We just had our Camp Love a Pet graduation, and the day before graduation, we actually go there and we parade all 16 kids and all 16 dogs, and we go across the bridge, and then we do the route. The trail that goes on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
And then we actually go down to the river and we actually put the dogs on long leads and we let them kind of swim in the river and get exposed to the water. And then we walk them all back and then we take them all in. And then the next day we have a big graduation. And that was 2 weeks ago.
That is so cool.
Do you guys do the Christmas, the special kids pet parade that they do at the mall? Is that anything with Haven?
No.
Yeah. Sadly.
No, but
the parade is an asphalt Cowboys thing.
Oh, that's right. And I learned that is for special kids. That is not a special kids pet parade. Learned that the hard way.
So I'm thinking that now that they have the little area, the Domke area for the folks at Turtle Bay, that you could do like a little grandstand and give out prizes and awards there. And
I like it.
I do too. Maybe I'll volunteer.
It's a beautiful setting down there, and there's quite a few guys that go down, and there's some training classes and other things that take place there at the auditorium, right?
Yeah. They offer a lot of stuff.
I'm not necessarily Haven-related, but I've been down there. Didn't you used to take your dog down there for training at some sort?
Wait, where's that? I did. The Haven Humane
Down
dog
by the auditorium, down there at the park.
I did the training at the center out on 273.
Yeah, Haven. Yeah, we have trainers that we offer training through as well.
They get leave it. Out of all the things they learn, they get leave it. So
what does leave it teach
them?
That's
a pretty good one,
though. Don't touch it.
That's a pretty good one.
Whatever it is, don't touch it. Animal, person, whatever. You say leave it, they're good.
Yeah, next to come, that's probably the second most important one is leave it. Yeah. So At least it's got one of them.
Out of all of them.
Yeah. Right?
Otherwise, you know, they're not paying too much attention, but leave it as,
no.
leave it as good.
No, they're wonderfully obedient, super sweet.
My dogs are sweet. They're very sweet.
Anyhow, I think I've beat that horse to death. Well, you know, it's been fun talking about the animals. I think that's one thing. It's a common – I don't know anybody who doesn't like animals. And quite frankly, I can't think of anybody who wouldn't – whose life wouldn't be a little bit better with an animal. The different things you do, the joy that people get from their animals, how many times you've gone home and it's been an unpleasant day and your little dog comes or your cat or whatever it is comes over there and looks up at you with the unquestioning, unjudging eyes – There's just something about animals, and so I personally appreciate what Haven does. I know sometimes it's got to be pretty gut wrenching and sad, and
losing my animals.
But you can turn a happy, you know, a sad thing into a happy thing. We had a little dog that did not fit with our other dogs. It was a Jack Russell mix, and she just did not fit. She made the other dogs fight. And so we took her down there, and I literally had checked in. I was going to pay the fee to help her get adopted or whatever. And as I was checking her in, another girl walks up, sits down on the floor with her, and starts, you know, hugging her all over and loving on her. And I'm like, well, good. She's going to find a good home. And but the part of the reason the dog didn't fit is because she wouldn't stay out of the poison oak. And so we, you know, here
she
is.
That's not good.
I know.
That's not why you.
So I turn.
That's why you don't let your dog.
I turn around and tell the girl. I say, "Hey, you may not want to get too lovey with that dog. It loves the poison oak." And she looks at me and she goes, "Well, you could have told me." I said, "I never assumed anybody would just plop down in the middle of a floor and start loving on the dog. I think it would be a great fit, but you might want to go wash your arms off." And anyhow, I think she adopted the dog. And I'm pretty sure it went home. I used to have a girl that we'd sold a couple houses to that worked down there, and she had a great time doing it. And Haven Humane just does an awful lot of good things down there at for the community, and so thanks for doing that.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all the support. And you know, we couldn't do it without all the community support we get, and you know, this radio station and Carl, Linda, and the whole family here is a big part of that.
Yeah. Well, why don't we give out your phone number real quick? We're down to our last 30 seconds.
And if like people, their
yes,
Facebook
like page. Us on Facebook. Our phone number 241-1653 havenhumane.com. Net. You can come visit us on our website.
And what's the Facebook page?
It's Haven Humane Society.
Just
look up Haven Humane Society on Facebook and you can find us. And every 200 likes on Facebook, we actually do give away an adoption. In fact, I believe we're doing one today because I think we hit 3,400 likes last night. So they should be doing
something
adoption
easy,
today.
Easy to do. So go out there and like and help some little kid get a happy puppy. So thanks for listening. We'll be back one more day. Hope we haven't bored you to death. And have a wonderful afternoon. And hope those car accidents turn out okay. Have a great day.
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The UN mission in South Sudan says one of its helicopters has crashed, shot down, according to one UN official. The cargo helicopter went down near Bentiu, an area that's witnessed vicious fighting between the government and rebels. There's no word yet on the fate of the copter's crew. Mum's the word from Israel on reports of a deal to end the war in Gaza. A senior Hamas official describes it as an open-ended ceasefire agreement. The official word could come from Egypt later in the day. Egypt and the UAE have reportedly launched airstrikes against Islamic militias in Libya. And the U.S. has begun surveillance flights over Syria. The U.S. interested in keeping an eye on Islamic extremists in that country. Also at SRNNews.com, how about a cup of coffee and a donut with that Whopper? Burger King is buying the Canadian coffee and donut chain. Tim Hortons.
The $11 billion deal gives Burger King a stronger foothold in the breakfast market. The deal also poses a greater challenge to market leaders like